Good morning, John.
Brian, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Gardens are looking really nice at the moment, but still lots of work to be done. What should people be looking at doing in December?
Certainly, there are lots of things to be done in the garden. Let's start with things we can do to add to your garden. In southern Tasmania, this is a good time to increase your herb collection, either in pots or in your garden. Herbs like basil, chives, parsley, rosemary, of course, sage and thyme, all ready to go in. You may well have some of these plants growing in your garden at the moment. You will notice probably that some of them look as though they're about to burst into flower or have already done so. And if they're not harvested at this time of the year, herbs can suddenly get fairly woody. So a good way is to replace or to give them a bit of a trim. Mint, however, is one of those plants you must grow in a pot. Put it in the garden and it's a thug. It will just take over everything. So always put your mint in pots and you can keep it under control in that way.
What about things that you've already sown? For example, tomatoes.
Tomatoes are growing pretty well at the moment. You can still put tomatoes in and things like cucumbers and lettuce and pumpkins. Zucchinis are all vegetables that could go in now if you haven't already got them in. If you've got those sorts of crops going already, and you've probably had them in for just a little while, it's a good idea to do two things. Make sure you've got plenty of mulch over your garden beds where either vegetables or your flowers are growing, because this is the weed time. You really do need to keep your weeds under control, and mulching is the best way to do it. Plenty of mulching products around. Sugarcane mulch is great, and if you want something very special, then pea straw is also really good. You need to put it on to a depth of just short of 10 centimeters to make sure that the weeds are kept under control. The other thing you need to do for your plants at this time of the year is give them a feed, and give them a feed regularly every 2 or 3 weeks. Seaweed tea or liquid fertilizer. Follow the instructions on your packaging. All your plants will benefit from that and grow even quicker during this summer period. Good idea to do that kind of fertilizing early in the morning. This is also a time, Brian, when many people are going to be traveling away from home in the near future, or over Christmas and be away for a few days or even longer. So looking after your garden while you're away is something you might like to consider. Now there are expensive solutions. Drip systems that you can control from your mobile phone can be installed. If you're not away for terribly long, a good watering before you go, make sure the mulch is covering your garden beds, and your plants will probably do all right. Many people are sort of growing lots of things in pots these days too, and even looking after your pots you grow indoors is something to be considered while you're away. One of the ways of doing that is to make sure you've got a saucer under your pot. Fill your saucer with water if you're going to be away for several days, and your indoor plants will survive very, very easily. If you're away for weeks, you'll have to take extra care and perhaps get somebody else to come and help look after your plants while you're away, particularly in the garden.
Is it worth, if you're going away for a while, putting your indoor plants out? Because if it rains, at least then you get some free watering.
You could do that and put them in the shade, particularly, and fill the saucers with water, and they'll probably survive with a bit of rain during the hot part of the year. So, yeah, that's probably a good suggestion if you're going to be away for a long time. What some people do, if they've got the facility to do so, is put all their indoor plants in the bathtub and put a couple of inches of water in the bath for while they're away, and the plants will survive very, very sensibly that way. It's always a difficulty if you're going to be away for a length of time during hot weather. Christmas time's coming up. Lots of gardeners would love a gardening product as a Christmas present. Pot plant, things like chilies or in a pot, or cherry tomatoes in a pot. Even a mixed herb pot I see are available at some of the nurseries around Hobart. So those are perhaps good ideas for gardeners for Christmas, if you're chasing something special for somebody you want to give a gift to. In the garden club world, it's a quiet month. Well, the next 2 months are a quiet months. Clubs probably have closed down for December, January. They've had or are about to have their Christmas parties. And so they don't have too many other activities. So there's really nothing I can suggest to people about or of any events that are going on, you know, on the garden scene, and that won't start until perhaps middle to late February next year.
It is a good time really to pay a visit to the botanical gardens. They look quite good at the moment.
Yes, they do. They're quite special. Botanical gardens, I have to say, are special for me. I just love them. I think Tasmanian botanical gardens are probably, I think, the best in Australia. But I'm biased. So yes, have a look at the botanical gardens.
Thank you, John. Oh, by the way, you can be biased and be right at the same time.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks very much. And we'll be in contact in 2023.